This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Where should I begin? They put me in the entertainment section, so I guess I should be entertaining. I should probably do some poetry, mess around with vocabulary, try sound all intelligent like those guys that live with purpose and meaning. Nah, you know me, or rather that, no paper, no pen, straight from the heart, talk about what I feel and how I'm feeling. You know, like, how come those on stage are the ones that get the most praise and they come off stage and return to the most sin? You know when these righteous trousers and this pious shirt comes off and I return to my black skin? It's just me again, human again. Oh, sorry. You thought I was gonna walk around the house reciting Quran and poetry. You didn't realize I'll be slumped in front of the TV in a white vest screaming at the screen watching Match of the Day. I must have forgot to snap about that. So you fell in love with a profile picture of the guy with the Arabic hat. And then you saw me face to face, lost your breath, slowed your step and asked for one quick picture please, like I was worth something. I went home, ate some noodles, stressed about bills, cried about life, cause really I'm worth nothing. You see, this pillow knows the sins of my thoughts, my phone knows the sins of my eyes, you know my profile, so you raise me up high. Thank you, it's been a pleasure. Now let's get back to reality. I pray Allah don't hold me accountable for misguiding his young army. And I'm praying these youth don't say they wanna be just like me. Cause my sins are like mountains. I remember I was at the Zamzam fountain begging for forgiveness. I remember looking at this life saying, Ya Allah, I don't wanna live this. Cause we are not Anbiya, we are just people. And I know I might be a big inspiration to some of my people. But at the end of the day, me and you are still equal. You see, I am not a role model, and I'm gonna die soon. So I'm standing in front of this prayer mat in my small room, like paradise was on my right, hellfire was on my left. In front of me was Allah, behind me the angel of death. Praying like it's my last prayer, living like it's my last year. Reading purification of the soul on this armchair. Looking at my collection of books, Ibn Taymiyyah. Looking at the students, I'm jealous, Ibn Qayyum, Ibn Kathir. Thinking about their level of Iman, wishing I could be there. But I'm still here, getting bitten by the same snake again and again and again. Sinning and repenting, sinning and repenting, sinning again. Welcome to the life of a poet. No paper, no pen. Yeah. From a different time. Caught Mega and Styles P.
They should show more love,
I'm from the era of pain in full. Now have to watch the mayor grow in the era of vloggers playing the fool. The more you show now, the more you cool. I learnt less is more. We showed less and got more respect. This game's changing right before my eyes. I didn't want to be seen. Now these clowns uploading their whole life. They use the internet to build their fame. If it wasn't for YouTube, the streets wouldn't know your name. Patrick Cox when we stepped in the rave. Them Nike Air 120s when we stepped on the pave. I lived that life where death was just a bang away. then we turn to religion as preparation for the grave. Now everybody's got something to say. They wasn't there when the 357 banger Mac-10 spray. Now they comment underneath my post. They must think I'm one of these Muslim celebrities doing the most. I done some poetry about my life, or rather that than see the cocaine on the tip of my knife. Half of us can't even sleep at night, walking round with that smile on your face, but you're lost in life. This is Iran, what the Sheikh used to tell me. Now I see the same Sheikh on Instagram taking a selfie. Turn our back on our own community, like black isn't beautiful. They're sending me back to my community. We love to see each other fail. We get excited about gossip and a brand new rumor to tell, and we hate to see each other do well. They ignored my progress and paid attention to my back steps. If you knew how much bites my back gets, they're like mosquitoes. They're literally putting holes in my clothes, but it's cool, it keeps me on my toes. They're gonna regret it when the sound of the trumpet blows. Trust me,
they should show more love.
They understood where man's coming from. From the era of paid in full.
They should show more love.
Realness.
They should show more love. More love. They should show more love. More love. They should show more love. More love. They should show more love. More love.
Yeah, 10 years and nine had to bust one strap, touch one gap, move one pack, one crack. Don't get it twisted, little youngins, I could still crack a skull cap. Take it way back before drill, before trap. What happened to real rap? I'm about to bring it back. Punchlines and kickbacks, young G's disrespecting OG's and glorifying snitches. Gangsters online and they're talking about the business. Came from an era, only feds took the pictures. Young G's acting all feminine and batty. I don't eat meat, so it's selfish and the ackee. Coke and bread and patty, or hood be the tracky.
They should show more love. More love. They should show more love. More love. More love.
Salam alaikum. I don't know what happened here. Hold on, give me a second. This has completely gone berserk on me. Give me a second. Let me fix this. There we go. Now we got it fixed. There it is. Since we're going back over here, there's a little stuff's gone all glitchy on me. Salam alaikum, everybody. How is everyone? Welcome, welcome, welcome. Everybody here, welcome to the chat. We are back on YouTube. I'll explain that here in a moment once I get everything all set up right and conditioned right, make sure everything is well, the audio's well, all that good stuff. There we go. Hold on, I need to turn the ISO up a little bit on this. Yeah, let's run it with 500. There we go. That seems to be a little better right there. There it is. How is everyone? Alhamdulillah. All good. I am all good. Eid Mubarak to everyone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taqabala minu wa minkum. May Allah accept it from you and from us. Now, before we get started quickly, those of you who have watched me over on Twitch, you know that we went over there to try to help, you know, establish. No, it's a little bit too bright. Let's put that back down. Leave that ISO in 400. Everybody knows that, you know, the reason, one of the reasons why we went over to Twitch. Now, this is a little bit dark. I got to try to find good balance playing over here because YouTube, the way they process things, and we are also running on a super duper high bit rate. That's a little too dark, and I don't like to turn the lights up. Unfortunately, let me see if we're turning that light up a little bit helps. Yeah, we'll roll it like that. That's fine. It's not killing my eyes. If anything, we'll get it sorted out later. Inshallah. Aid Mubarak to you, Zachariah. For those of you who've watched some of the streams over on YouTube, you know initially I went back over to YouTube. Went back over to Twitch. And the initial reason I went back over to Twitch was, because there's a lot of our streamers are over on Twitch. A lot of the brothers are over there on Twitch and et cetera. And we wanted to create kind of an atmosphere over there, striving towards esports, et cetera, so on and so forth. And Twitch was kind of the home for that and the place for that. Now, after being over there for a few months now, back over on Twitch, streaming regularly, hardcore for a few months now, the reason why I have decided to completely, I'm done with Twitch. I'm completely over Twitch. I'm done with it. Everything will happen on YouTube now, inshallah. Unless there's some brothers, that have a do a tournament over and they want me to you commentate or something over on the MGL Twitch, then I'll go over there. But me personally, I'm done with it over there for a number of reasons. Number one, all the reasons that I said in the very beginning when I left Twitch and came to YouTube are still valid. It's very hard for discoverability over there. The Muslim community is not really over there. I don't see growth being able to happen. Realistically, Twitch is being supported by, a handful of their top streamers, which is like 80% of their viewer base and 80% of their revenue base. If they were to lose those, the platform would fall apart. I see Twitch is making no effort in helping, the smaller streamers and discoverability and searchability, etc. Not only that, but with what is taken over with some of the new, what they call, quote-unquote, hot tub metas over on YouTube, getting promoted on the front page, I cannot in good faith encourage my followers, encourage, people's children, encourage my own children to go browse around Twitch. I just can't do it anymore. I just can't. Not only that, but just for where I was at, for what I was trying to accomplish, it just does not work. Even the revenue that came in is severely down considering what we're doing here on YouTube. So I'm on YouTube. That's it. I'm a YouTube guy. This is where we'll be. Khairin, we're here, inshallah. We'll be streaming Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Twitch has some very weird stuff. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we'll be streaming at this time, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 11 p.m. GMT time. There will be some many unscheduled streams where I just decide to stream. So if you want to make if you want to make sure that you catch all the streams, all you have to do is make sure you're subscribed to the channel and then turn on that little bell icon. Hit that little bell icon until it has some little, parentheses around it. Then you will get a push notification to your phone if you have the YouTube app every single time I go live. If not, if you're subbed, you'll get an email. I agree that YouTube has some work to do in regards to its, streaming platform and content creators, but I see them making steps in the right direction, especially lately. They've made a right step in the direction. Clips now are there. You can now clip the chat. If you're watching the actual stream, you can actually hit clip. You can clip that. I got a little clip right here. Create a highlight, clip it. So I got the clip availability. You actually should have the clip availability yourself. You guys can actually click on that clip and you can select a little clip and you can share it on your social media. You can share it on your YouTube, your Instagram, your Twitter, whatnot, Facebook, all that. So you're able to do that. That is very good. So I see that they are making some work for content creators. They're putting in an effort behind the streaming platform. A lot of, major streamers have left Twitch and gone to YouTube as well. They honestly did that after I did it. I should have stuck to my guns when I first left Twitch. So you YouTube fans, please forgive me. I had to learn that by going over there again and giving it a good old honest effort. It was just, it's just too much. It's a mess. In terms of appropriate content, is Twitch worse than YouTube? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. 100%. Far worse. It is laggy as well. Their IO, their bit rate, all of that, you're not able to change it. It's just a whole mess. So we're here, we're on YouTube, this is where we'll be. I'm giving the Twitch ambassadorship over to subs. For those of you who know me on Twitch, Sabs the Don, he streams a lot over on Twitch. I'm going to hand him the ambassadorship if he gets to become a partner over there. Awesome, alhamdulillah, let him do his thing. I'm going to be right here on YouTube, and we'll be growing this platform together. There will be categories be going up on my channel. We're going to be doing a new rebrand for everything. There's going to be categories going up. There's going to be gaming clips. I'll keep one live stream up. And every time we go live, the one that was already up will be taken down and replaced with the latest live stream. That's the only one that'll be up. There is going to become a car category where we're going to be talking about my car build, my previous car build, as well as the STI that I am building right now. So I have about 5 vlogs already ready for that I need to edit and get put up. The Reflections podcast will get moved over here, which is kind of like my weekly rant and some things about my life. We're going to start my life journey category over here. So we have a few things that are going to be put over here. It's going to be a variety channel. For those of you like gaming, you're going to have that Monday, Wednesday, Friday, as well as the videos that go up, the clips. For those of you like car content, you're going to do that. For those of you like the Reflections podcast and me having a weekly rant about whatever it is that I said to rant about, that will be here. So there's my life journey and the things that I've been through that I have not even told anybody yet. All of that's going to be coming as categories here on the channel. We have a lot of new things that are going to be started. I'm going to be hitting content creation extremely hard, so get ready for videos come left, right, and center. And the way you can support this and the way you can support me staying over here and pushing this to the next level on this content creation is to make sure that you hit that sub button. Let's try to push this to 50,000 subs by the end of the year, inshallah ta'ala. 50,000 subs. Also, you can become a member. It's the same as subbing over on Twitch, where it's $4.99 a month, unless you want to go big and go home. For $50 a month, you can become a member. We'll be doing member live content as well. I'll be posting content just for you guys members, as well as you support what we're doing over here. So you can do that by clicking on the link right there that is about to pop up in the chat, the member tab. When you click on that, for $4.99 a month, which is the lowest tier, you can become a member and support what I'm doing here. You get a nice pop-up on the screen. You also have the super chat feature over here, which I really like. For those of you who I miss your chat, and you want to make sure it gets seen, you can super chat. If you want to support the channel, you can super chat. The goal is to take this as travel is probably, I'm not going to be going back to full-time travel anytime soon. So we are going to be pushing things for full-time content creation. I'm going to be trying to put a lot of effort over here, but in order for me to have the ability to do that, it will take your support. So please do so. Click that sub button, click that member button, super chat, all the like, so we can continue to spend more time over here with you guys, inshallah. Let me see what I've missed in chat. In your opinion, what would the ideal streaming content platform look like? Do you think there's an opportunity for a platform designed and moderated exclusively for Islamic content? I'd have to give that some thought. I think that is a wave, and that could be possible, 100%. I know that is something that was tried by myself and Yusuf Estes way back in the day. We had IslamTube. That was, only Islamic content related, but maybe that's something I should think about in the future. Maybe a media platform, streaming/content platform for Muslims. But then also we want to be able to reach out to the non-Muslim audience. That is the whole goal as well. That's why we're here on YouTube. So maybe that's something I think about in the future, inshallah. So Khutbah Khalid, we will be doing reminders. We always do reminders. For those of you who watch my Twitch, you'll know we do reminders, and you'll see some of the clips from the reminders here on my channel. So again, make sure you're subbed, make sure you hit that thumbs up button. For those of you watching, we got 30 members, 30 people watching right now. Click that thumbs up button. That helps the algorithm, that helps push this live to other people. So if you're watching and you like it, then hit that thumbs up, inshallah. Let me see what I'm missing here. I'm not sure if there was an update on MGL, but since Among Us has 15 players, that could be interesting. We'll see. I don't know if I'm going to play Among Us again. I might play it on an off-schedule stream with my daughter, Miko. She likes playing the new airship map, so we might do that every once in a while just to do it. Assalamu alaikum, Eid Mubarak, everyone. If it's today or yesterday, yes, Eid Mubarak to everyone. Eid Mubarakum jami'ya. Assalamu alaikum, Riyazil. How you doing, bro? Yeah, man. Twitch just put a bad taste in my mouth. Not only that, but it's just become so toxic over there. so toxic over there. Seriously, the big streamers are all now, and I call part of this toxicity due to the fact that the major game that the stream these days, Warzone, is completely broken. It has no anti-cheat and there's hackers everywhere. But you have major streamers accusing other streamers of hacking, and then all of those people jump onto that streamer's chat and, you know, start giving them death threats and tell them they should kill themselves and this and that and the other. It's just super toxic. It's become super toxic. So I'm just completely like, I'm over it. I'm done with it. That whole toxicity leads to a very bad place. There was a very well-known streamer who actually did commit suicide. You know, he's, you know, ended up taking his own life due to a lot of negativity he got, and he just didn't have anybody to talk to or deal with it. That's a whole nother story. For those of you who know that story, you know that story. If you don't worry about it. YouTube way better than Twitch. I agree. I've been through this roller coaster journey with Brother Yusha too. Twitch, YouTube, been here since day one, alhamdulillah. Yeah, that's it. We're done, Riazil. We're done. I'm not going back to Twitch unless it's, you know, the brothers host something on the MGL official Twitch and I go over there to commentate or play with them and I need to go over to Twitch. I'll leave it there just for that. But other than that, I'm just going to be letting it shut down, inshallah. For those of you who subbed over there, may Allah bless you. I hope you become a member over here as well, because this is the good vibes only. And also here, I feel like in Twitch, you're kind of stuck in the ecosphere of Twitch. You know what I mean? Number one, discoverability is terrible. Number two, if people do start looking for you, who knows where in the world they're going to end up? You know, what hot tub stream they're going to end up in with, you know, all kinds of nonsense. Here, it's kind of like my own ecosystem. Twitch is, I feel more comfortable over here. And I want to say that, you know, I agreed with some brothers that I didn't give it in the initial phase. I didn't give Twitch a long enough run to see whether or not it was the place for me. So I went back and we've been there for months now, months and months and months. And it's not the place for me. It's just not the place for me. 100%. P2P. I don't even know what P2P. What does P2P mean? Play Call of Duty. Yes, we'll be playing some Call of Duty. Actually, we've been playing the new Zombies map, Mara de Toten, over on Twitch. I still need to beat the Easter egg because it kept glitching out on me, and they fixed that glitch, alhamdulillah, on the July 20th update. They fixed the glitch that I kept running into that stopped me from being able to do that. So we'll be playing some Call of Duty. We'll also be streaming some Warzone. We'll also be streaming some other games. Rocket League is supposed to be today, but I'm foregoing that today just simply because we're here for a chat and chill session. Next week on Wednesdays is our Rocket League Wednesdays, inshallah. And then when Battlefield 2024 comes out, I'll be streaming that. So, you know, we play what we play over here and what I like to play and what I enjoy to play. And then we might be bringing back Throwback Thursdays, for those of you who remember that over here, where we played older Zombies maps from Black Ops 2, Black Ops 3, Advanced, Infinite Warfare, etc. So yeah, we have some new ones. Stream Minecraft. I don't play Minecraft. That's the thing. I don't play it at all. I don't even think I have it on here, but it's my son's account. I just don't play it. How often do you charge your Apple Watch? Every night. Once a night. That's it. I don't have to charge it another day. I didn't want to come to Twitch, man. Inshallah, I'll follow here. Absolutely, may Allah bless you for that. Rocket League next week. Yep, 100%. Pay to play. I don't even know. Pay to play. And we'll be playing with you guys. You know what I mean? For those of you who know, I have quite a few regular brothers that I play with that are over on my personal Discord. If you play with me regularly, you know you're my personal Discord. But than that, we'll be adding more people to play with. Sometimes I'm just going to do playing with viewers. I'll jump on stream and only the people that are in the chat that I don't play with regularly will get to play with me, and we'll do it like that, inshallah. But all of that, again, all the success of this coming back over here is dependent upon the support that I have from you guys. Whether you want me to be here or not and you like it, make sure you hit that sub. You know, if you can become a member. It's very simple. Click on the link. $5 a month is right there, and you can support what we're doing. And then you'll get access to emotes and all of that good stuff. You'll get access to members only content. Where are my emojis? I still have them here. Let me pop them up. These are the emotes that we still have from over here. Ooh, I did that one twice. It's all good. These are all that are unlocked. And once we get three more members, I'll be able to unlock a few more. So we have all of these over here, all these emotes for our gaming content and all that other stuff. Now how do I get these emotes out of here? There we go. All right. Alhamdulillah. YouTube certainly has more reach, 100%. I think it's a good idea. Can you do all your categories here in gaming, cars, journey, podcast? Yes, that's what I'm saying. We can keep it all here rather than say, hey, watch me on here. Hey, watch me on there. Hey, look at the video on here. Hey, I'm sending you guys running like a little rat race. Ew, boom, boom, boom. Watch this on Twitch. Watch this on Instagram. Watch this on YouTube. Woo, woo. It's kind of crazy. So we'll stay right here, inshallah, and keep everything categorized right here. This is going to be like a variety channel, free-for-all. For those of you like gaming, we'll be streaming. For those of you like car content, that'll be coming out. We'll also maybe be doing some live streams for the car content as well. The podcast Reflections is going to come over here. Where's my weekly rant? All of that. And we're going to try to, as always, to do as high-level production as possible. But how does everything look and sound over here? That's the question, is I had to redo my entire Streamlabs to set it back up for YouTube. Hopefully the sound is good. Hopefully the video is good. So we look forward to it, inshallah. Sabur, mashallah, assalamu alaikum, bro. Yeah, alhamdulillah, back. Bilal, Eid Mubarak to you too as well. Taqabala minna wa minkum. YouTube is the second most popular website in the world after Google. It has a bright future, 100%. And, well, it is Google. YouTube is Google. So, yeah, I don't see it going anywhere anytime soon. Khairin, let me see. Looks good. Samir, 8-bit. How you doing, bro? How you doing, bro? Yeah, yeah. I haven't even told subs yet. I literally, you know, I've been thinking about this for a while, but I didn't want to, you know, have the back and forth with anybody. This is a decision I decided to make, and bam, I made it. So everybody will know when they know, inshallah. So what can we expect from you? All right, Khairin, this is what you can expect. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you will have a stream, live stream, gaming stream. Mondays is probably going to be Cold War, whether it be zombies or whatnot. Wednesdays is Rocket League. Fridays is Warzone. And then I also do off schedule streams where sometimes in the night I'll say, hey, I'm going to play with the boys. Let's pop the stream up so you guys can come and hang out with us, which is much more of a laid back vibe and chill. I had to turn all the lights down. It has a very mood to it, as they say. So we do that. That's with the gaming side. There'll be gaming clips that are going to be posted. We're going to start hitting the gaming clips hard. One live stream will stay. And then after that, the next time there's a live stream, the last one will go. So if you want to watch live streams, you got to come watch the live streams, inshallah. There will be car content, vlog content. I will be talking about the previous cars that I have built. Anyone who knows and has been around for a while, I'm a car guy. I am a petrol head. I actually like to build cars. Just like I built these computers, I like to build cars. I'm currently working on building a 2020 Subaru WRX STI right now. So we already got 5 vlogs up for that, and we'll be having some more vlogs momentarily. The next vlog I need to record is coilovers and the new wheels, the new Forge racing wheels once they come. So we got all of that coming. The Reflections podcast will come back here, which is going to be like a weekly rant of me talking about whatever I want to talk about, being as blunt and blatant as I possibly can. We're going to be talking, we have a content category about my life journey, where I'm going to start my whole life journey over again and talk about all the madness that I've gone through up until present day, inshallah. So there'll be 4 or 5 categories of different kinds of content right here on the channel. And then possibly we'll be adding some fitness, some workouts. We might do some live stream workouts. We're going to talk about how to work out properly. We're going to talk about self-defense, martial arts, how to get in shape, how to eat right, how to bulk up, how to slim down. All of that we'll be doing here as part of the variety channel, inshallah. Inshallah. Khairin. What else have I missed? Consider having a random game day. Yeah, I might just do that at any point. Just, you know, say we're going to do a random game today or play whatever. The point is, I can only have so many games on my PC. You know, I don't want to have, you know, 50 terabytes of hard drive space on here. And these games these days are stupid big. The Call of Duty games are like 200 gigabytes. So there's only a certain amount of games that I'm going to have and purchase and for just to play. But we will do that, inshallah. And also, when we have Throwback Thursdays, we'll be playing from the PS5, because that's the only way I can play Infinite Warfare and stuff like that in Black Ops 3, because it's not cross-play. It's not cross-progression, so on my PC, I have no anything that I've earned in those games. And Rush at Warzone, my camping doesn't work. Yeah, camping usually gets you in trouble over there, unless you're playing solos. Solos, everybody camps. OAS Gaming, salam alaikum, bro. I would love to see you stream games of the scholars, da'is. I wonder what Sheikh Suhaib Weber, yes. I don't know, bro. We're over here. If they want to come join us, they can do so. I can carry you some more. inshallah. Yeah, some of these games are like 200 gigabytes, bro. Yep. So we have 3 hard drives in here, which are each 2 terabytes each. But, you know, those games eat that stuff up really quick. And then we have stream PC, which has a terabyte on it, and then also I have a 2 terabyte external drive, which records all of the streams, and then that's what we take and we put over to the Mac, and the Mac is where I do all my editing, and then we take that and upload it to YouTube and all that good stuff, inshallah. Sounds good, Achi. I would suggest you branch out into different channels for the different topics. That is too much, bro. I'm not going to be running like 4 or 5 channels. I thought about that at once, but it's way too much of a headache. It'll be right here and it'll be categorized. So if you only like gaming content, you can come here and you subscribe and you can just check out the gaming content category. If you like cars, the car category. If you like my podcast, some people might like a little bit all of it. And I don't want to be bouncing from channel to channel to channel like, dude, subscribe to me on this channel. Subscribe to me on this channel. Subscribe. I can't do that. It's just, it hurts my head like that. Trying to do it like that. More niche that way. I don't care about the niche, bro. I know if it's just a car channel, it'll hit the car channel algorithm. That's not my point. My goal is a variety channel, and that's the way we're going to run it, inshallah. Because if not, I won't be able to keep up with it. I won't do it. I know me. I won't do it. If it's not all contained in one kind of compact package, I'm not going to do it, bro. I'm not going to have a gaming channel and be like, yo, go subscribe to my car channel. Yo, go subscribe to my fitness channel. Yo, go subscribe to my podcast, man. Ooh, that gives me a headache just thinking about it, bro. More niche that way, fair enough. I disagree. He isn't going to keeping up the live. I disagree. He isn't going to be keeping up the live gaming, so it would be more organized and easy accessible to consider. Inshallah. Keep it exciting. Consider doing Islamic content. Everything is Islamic content. We're always talking about the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even in the gaming content, we give reminders. But yes, I will be doing some part of reflections is Islamic content. There will be topics that is going to be part of what reflections and that reflections category is all about. So that will be there for those of you who like that content from me. That reflections category will be the category for you. I've been subscribed to the MGL Discord, but Discord is too confusing. Can you do a tutorial on how to navigate the MGL score? It's on here, on my channel right here. You can go and look Discord tutorial. It's on my channel. It's right there. It's an MGL Discord tutorial. It's right there, so you can actually check that out 100%. And I break down everything on how to use Discord and how to get in and how to navigate and etc. So on and so forth. Salam. Walaikum salam. Google bye. What about da'wah, Mr. Talk a lot? That is all of this is da'wah. Every bit of it. The part of the reason why we're doing the gaming stream is to not only branch out MGL to a mainstream audience and get the youth and Muslim gamers, but it's all about da'wah. This is all about part of da'wah. And we're still doing that 100%. But that is not the entirety of who I am. That is the reason why we're doing everything I've been doing in the past year. That's the reason why this is going to be a variety channel, because that's not the entirety of who I am. I am going to continue that content 100%. That was what I do. I've been doing it a lot on other. I actually been streaming for the past week. We were in 3-4 different streams between here in Canada and Australia and other places doing that. But this is my personal space. We are going to be doing some da'wah, but this channel is going to become my personal space to be able to express who I am, and da'wah is a part of that. But it is only a part of that. It is a part of that. Every category is going to be a reflection or a part of my personality and my identity and things that I like to do, and da'wah would 100% be one of them. We might just add a da'wah category if there's enough requests for it, or we just put da'wah videos, whether they be old da'wah videos, new da'wah videos, whatever. If you want a da'wah content category, then let me know, inshallah. Khairan. At me on Discord. Nice, I'll check it out. Please do so. Please do so. Ustad, you sure you're going planning travel, da'wah, Africans? I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to ever be back traveling full time again. I have no idea. Traveling now is so, you know, stringent and things are just, there's just so much going on with the whole COVID situation and pandemic. And I have a feeling when winter comes back, a lot of restrictions have come back. So I don't see that as being, the podcast is going to be on here. The podcast reflections is going to be here. I'm going to move it here. Inshallah. It's going to get moved here. So I have one channel to run for the moment. The other channel, there's some possible plans for it in the future, and we'll just leave that pinned where it is. But I don't see myself anytime in the very near future traveling like I used to travel at all. Content creation is going to be the crux of my focus, and that's where we're going to be pushing very hard, inshallah. And that will only be as successful as the support that you guys can show, that if you want me to continue to be here and you want me to continue to be able to produce content, give that thumbs up, you know, give those likes, watch the videos when they come out, sub to the channel, tell other people to sub to the channel, become a member if you can, support MGL, support what I'm doing. $4.99 a month goes a long way, added up to support me being able to spend time here creating content, whether it's streaming, whether it's sitting over there on my Mac, creating da'wah content, creating the card talk, creating anything that's going to reach out to a wider audience, our youth, brothers and sisters, non-Muslims, trying to get the advice out there or the image of Islam and Muslims out there, then you can support that insha'Allah ta'ala by clicking on that membership button. Bidnillah. Khairan. Our goal is, we have 7 members now, 7 people who stuck with us, 7 brothers who stuck with us. I think 5 brothers, 2 sisters who stuck with us as members throughout the whole hiatus. May Allah bless them for continuing to do so. Our goal is 100 members by the end of the year, inshallah ta'ala. If we can get to 100 members, it'll give me a lot more time to be able to sit here and create content. Khayran. We missed your beautiful lesson in Darus. May Allah bless you. They'll be back, inshallah. He's in America. What RTX? It's a 3080. It's a 3080. No, I'm not in Canada. I'm in Minnesota. Hi, Saddam, brother. You should we... okay, I missed that. Why don't you stream on YouTube again? You used to get more views on YouTube than on Twitch now. I think you've missed, Akhi Dev. We are streaming on YouTube. This is it. I've abandoned Twitch completely. I'm completely abandoned Twitch in its entirety. So we're only streaming on YouTube from now on, inshallah. What do you think is the difference for a Muslim living in EU compared to NA? I don't know. I don't know. I have not traveled in nearly two years now. You know what I mean? Like, so I don't know. You know how much the world has changed? Pre-pandemic versus post-pandemic. So I really couldn't say that right now. As a car guy, what's your recommendation for a car under 35K? Is that 35K US? For a family with 2 small kids with car seats. is that US 35K? And it depends on what you're looking for. Like, are you looking for a car, you know, like a family car? But if you just want a family car, that's a whole nother story. But are you looking for a family car that has a little bit of oomph, a little bit of get up and go and stuff like that? So it depends on what you're looking for, bro. Like for me, I have 3 kids. Me and my wife, we have 3 kids. And I was in the same situation where I needed a car that was a little bit... I had the truck, but the truck was just a monster. You know what I mean? Like my wife wasn't going to be driving the truck. So it became... That was a little bit much. So, you know, when it comes to all of that, I would suggest... MashaAllah, Hama 696 with the $10 super chat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. I'm waiting to see if that pops up on my stream. And if it doesn't, that means I need to fix my notifications. Nope, there it is. All right, it works, MashaAllah. Okay, something's still working. So what I did, Mustafa, my family car. I went and got the, I don't know if you're going to get it for under 30. You might actually be able to get it. The used car market right now is trash. What I did was I got a Ford Explorer ST. A Ford Explorer ST. It's a Ford Explorer, so it's a 6-seater. It's a 6-passenger car. But it also has a twin turbo V6, 465 horsepower from the factory. So it's a family car with some oomph. So I'll look into something, you know, in that general area. If you want to make sure you have kids, car seat, storage area, cargo compartment, you know, the bigger you have for that. I would say something maybe along those lines. Maybe when they go down a little bit in price. But under 35K, I'd have to think about that and look around, because the car market right now is so broken. You know, used cars are selling for almost as much as they were bought brand new. It's a bit crazy right now. You and Smalta Jannah should play together. That's on him if he wants to do that. Eid Mubarak, brother. You should, and your family and the whole community here. Eid Mubarak to you as well. Allahumma Mubarak. I built a PC about 5. Oh, I missed that. I missed your pre-built. I saw a pre-built question a minute ago. I'm gonna find it. Should I wait next month to buy a high-end pre-built or gaming laptop? It depends on what you're trying to get out of it. A laptop's never gonna give you the same performance and longevity that a a pre-built PC is than a PC is, because laptops, everything has to be in a much smaller form factor. There's a lot less cooling that is able to be, you know, done in that way. So the voltage has to be turned down. The clock speeds have to be turned down a little bit. Everything has to be kind of minimalized. So you're never going to get that type of performance. There are some very good gaming laptops out there, 100%. But, you know, the PC is the way to go. But if you need something to travel with, then, yeah, I would say give it a wait. Are you still doing Path to Peace? All that's going to come over here. Everything that was doing over there is going to kind of come over to here as we revamp, inshallah ta'ala. Okay, what else did I miss? I bought a PC. I built a PC about 5 months ago, and I got the 3070. The 3080 was out of my budget. CPU Ryzen 5800, mashallah. It's a very good, that's a very good system. There's nothing wrong with the 37 and a 5800X. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. I'm guessing a Ryzen 7 5800X. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. It's a very good system, 100%. Yes, the notification did work, mashallah. Niqab, recommender, I don't know. I'm in the United States, in Minnesota. When will be the next podcast? Very soon. I can't say for sure. I got to sit down and get it filmed, but we will have it. What car should you get as a student? Budget 7,000 Canadian. I don't know, bro. Something reliable that you can afford. I would say something with a good, reliable four-cylinder. Good, reliable cars today now are, when it comes to, like, especially the four-cylinders. A lot of the Japanese cars are very reliable when it comes to Toyota, Honda, things of that nature. For that type of budget, you'd probably get some good bang for your buck in a car that will actually get you from point A to point B and be somewhat reliable. I plan on doing 100% down payment, inshallah. 100%. Yep. Yes, Ryzen 7. Yeah, that's a good Ryzen 7 5800 and 37. There's nothing. That is a very good system. There's nothing wrong with that at all. Brother Yush, have you been in Algeria? I have not. I have never been to Algeria, ever. Are you thinking to come one day and visit? I don't know, inshallah. If I get invited to Algeria and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills it and, you know, everything falls into place, maybe. Who knows? Allahu alam. There's a lot of places I'd like to go in the world, but the world's kind of broken right now, so we'll see how all that goes. I want a gaming PC too, inshallah. You know, if the channel grows enough, that's one of the things I've always wanted to do. You know, that if the channel grows enough, you know, to be able to do giveaways and things of that nature, maybe one day we'll be able to do a giveaway for a gaming PC. I'll build it and have it shipped out to you. And that's also another service that I was thinking about doing for those of you who are with us on Discord. I'm going to create a room where if anybody wants a PC built, but you don't, you know, maybe you don't know how to build it yourself, or maybe, you know, you want advice on getting a pre-built, if that's the way you want to go, you're always going to get a custom-built PC is always going to be night and day better than a pre-built for less money. But advice on getting a pre-built, we're going to create a channel for that. Or if you want a PC built, you know, I'm more than willing, and if I have the time to be able to do so, I would love to do that for you guys. You guys tell me your budget. We you know, we'll get everything bought and taken care of and built and shipped out to you. Wherever you might be, that might be a service we might be working on, inshallah. So you can get you some fancy-dancy pre-builds, custom builds if you want, and we can get them shipped out to you. But they are kind of expensive, yes. GPU prices are crazy right now. Legion 5 Pro, just kind of expensive. Good to see you back, Habibi. Eid Mubarak, same to you. Trying to balance out my budget on college, gaming, rig, and car. Yeah, you got to balance the budget. You got to balance the budget 100%. If you do not balance your budget will balance you. Means you'll be broke and you won't be able to do anything or buy anything. So, you know, that's just the way it goes. Got to make sure you budget. If you want a certain car, got to budget for it, work for it, plan for it, set money aside. The same with the gaming. If you want a rig and things of that nature, you have to budget and put things aside and work, set goals and save. That's the way it does, inshallah. What is the best way for us to support the vision of MGL? MashaAllah, Mustafa Khalili with the US $7 super chat. May Allah bless you, bro. Increase you, grant you good in this life and good in the next. Ameen. What is the best way for us to support the vision of MGL? The best way to support the vision of MGL is simple. Number one, make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it from us and allows it to grow. Without that, it's worthless. And number two, tell other people about it. Tell other people about MGL. You know, tell other people about the Discord. It's very easy. Discord.gg/MGL. Send them there. Also, Subscribe to the channel. Make sure you're subbed to the channel. Make sure you get the bell notification on and you try to hop into the streams when you can. And then beyond that, become a member. $5 a month. Hit that membership. You become a member of the MGL Winner Circle. You get exclusive access to all of the emotes. You get exclusive access to all the members-only content. And we maybe will do like a once-a-month members-only stream where we just chat with you guys and hang out and give you, you know, all the download of what's going on. Maybe some behind-the-scenes stuff in the car builds and behind-the-scenes stuff on the podcast, etc. So become a member. Click in there. Insha'Allah ta'ala. And then doing things like the tube have done so far, super chatting, you know, supporting, because yes, it does cost time to be here, and time is always valuable. I could spend that time doing other side projects and other businesses that I work on, but I want to be able to create this space for you guys. So in order to do so, there has to be, you know, some revenue that comes in from it, because if not, then, you know, then I really don't have that much free time. Wallahi, I wish I had the free time. I wish I had, you know, 10 years ago, the free time I used to have to be able to just sit and hang out with you guys and do it, you know, completely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I wish that was affordable to me. But unfortunately, in order to spend more time here, I have to be able to create more revenue to justify the time that I'm sacrificing in order to be here, if that makes sense. I hope that makes sense to you guys. If you hear me pushing for subs, if you hear me pushing for super chats and things of that nature, it's simply because I want to be able to justify taking time out from other things to be here. In order to do that, I need to be able to justify that time in revenue, so that I'm not just doing it in my free time for maybe like 30 minutes that I have to be able to jump on stream that I have to go. The more time that we spend here, the more support that we get on the channel, the more support that you guys give, the more that I can be here and the more that I can create content. That's just the way content creation works. The more support you give the content creator with regards to subscribing and watching ads and super chatting and becoming a member, the more revenue they're able to bring in, the more they're able to put back into the project, the more content they create, the better content that they can create, the more they can hire editors and designers and all of this. It costs a lot of money. So support that way, inshallah. But first and foremost, make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes successful and accepts it from us. Assalamu alaikum, akhi Abu Hajar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brothers and sisters. Sim, I don't want to try to butcher your last name, bro. But Sam, assalamu alaikum. Will you get a Shelby GT500 as your Eid present? If somebody wants to give me a GT500 for my Eid present, you get in touch with me. I'll tell you how we can make that happen, inshallah. And I give you my word, we'll make it one of the baddest GT500s that have ever put tires on pavement. I can guarantee you that, inshallah. So if anybody wants to do that, more than welcome for you to do that, inshallah. But yeah, GT500 also would be sitting in my garage for 6 months because we get winter here very badly for about 6 months of the year, and snow and sub-zero temperatures. So it would not be getting driven 6 months out of the year. That's why I did not buy another Mustang when I decided to do another car build. I bought an all-wheel drive Subaru STI because I can drive it in the winter. And I can't just sit, let it, you know, I cannot justify having a car just sitting there. You have to pay insurance on it, things of that nature. It makes no sense, and it's not going anywhere. Not right now. Let me see. I'm looking. Any advice on how to be a strict schedule and stop procrastinating? Make a schedule. Make it. Actually, make a schedule. Write it down. Write down your day. Schedule it. Block it off. 8 to 9, 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 1 to 2, 1 to... Block it off and know what you're going to do and keep yourself to a schedule, just like you would if you were at a job and you were working. You'd be held to a schedule. So hold yourself to that schedule, inshallah ta'ala. I try my best to be one semester ahead in payment. That's the best way to be. If you can be ahead, that is amazing. You're making moves. Alhamdulillah. FaZe King, assalamu alaikum, bro. I'm not satisfied with the case. It's an NZXT H500, if I remember correctly. Inshallah, in the future, I'd like to get your case, Brother Yusha. This is a good case. Lian Lee makes really good quality products. There are a lot of cases out there that are good. Thermaltake makes some good cases, very good cases. ROG makes some very good cases. Just for me and my aesthetic, I have kind of an OCD about, what is the word I'm looking for? Symmetry. For me, this square Lian Li case with a lot of glass and the space that it put, and the fact that they have a big one and a small one so that I could do two PCs that looked like each other but weren't the same size because I didn't need two massive ones like this. Then 100%. I think these are really good. The Lian Li, especially the Der Bauer Branded ones are really good cases. They're just solid cases. I mean, they're overused cases. Everybody uses them. That's because they're good. They're good cases. Makes his brother Yusha. May Allah bless you. I'm good. Alhamdulillah. Faiz King, bro. Time is a commodity. 1000%. Time is a commodity. I would love to just be able to sit here and hang out with you guys for hours. But unfortunately, none of my bills would get paid if I did that. Man's got to put in work. Case NZXT H510 Elite. Those are a good case. I think actually my daughter's case is an NZXT H510 Elite, the black one. It's good for kids. You know, it's very good. It's compact format. It's good for her. You can give the car to me. I don't know about that, bro. Did I miss when you explained the difference between podcast and your journey? No, you did not. The podcast is going to be my rant, weekly rant. It might be talking about whatever I want to talk about. It might be an Islamic topic. It might be something that I saw that, you know, peeved me off and I just want to grind my gears about it. Just whatever. That's going to be every single week. It might be a reminder. It might be just me ranting. My journey is going to be basically my story from my childhood till now and all the craziness and nonsense that I went through to get to where I am right now. So, you know, that's going to be a whole nother thing altogether. Do you have any pets? Matter of fact, Bella. Somebody just walking by the office.
What's up, Bella?
This is the family pet. She was just walking by the stream room just now. Say salam alaikum, Bella. You want to say salam alaikum to everybody? Say salam. This is Bella. Everybody, Bella, look at everybody. There you go. All right. You can go on about your business now. She's looking at me like, what in the haberdashers is happening? What is happening here? That is our Siberian cat, our never masquerade Siberian cat named Bella. It's my daughter's cat, as a matter of fact. But she's attached to me because I feed her. So yeah, there's the cat. Happy to see you here again as well. Yeah, the kitty cat. MashaAllah, Bella. Everybody make dua, Bella. Don't give evil eye to Bella. Say, MashaAllah, lahum mubarak laha. All right, Bella, we'll see you later. What do you do for a living? I work. I put in work. I work. That's what I do. Put in lots of work. And I do a lot of side projects. I'm an entrepreneur in not in the cliche sense, not in the hipster sense. Entrepreneur means I work hard for myself and many projects that I've been involved in, whether it's been, you know, back in the days with martial arts and shoe business and car business and doing things on the side, working for charities, contracting for this, creating I try to make sure that I diversify my revenue as an entrepreneur. But since the pandemic has happened, you know, a lot of it has literally just it's reduced 50%. So that's why we were able to be able to put now time in for the streaming and more content creation. So this is where we're going to try to make up for lost revenue that happened during the pandemic and not being able to leave my house anymore, barely, or travel. We're going to put that into content creation for you guys. Because another one of the things, brothers and sisters, another one of the goals of being here is we do want to do reminders, and we will be doing reminders in Islamic content. That is who I am. That's the core of who I am. But especially for the Monday, Wednesday, Friday streams, the goal is entertainment. Our goal with MGL is to be able to offer with all of our streamers, myself, Meadow, Sabs, some other streamers that we're going to be bringing on board very soon, inshallah. Our goal is to be able to provide you with family-friendly halal content, entertainment. That's the goal. Part of the goal will be for you to be entertained. If you've watched any of our Twitch streams, you'll know that sometimes we're just being silly. Sometimes we're just being stupid, but we're doing it in a very, you know, in a halal way where we know our limitations. But sometimes we're just being really stupid and being really silly and laughing and joking. And that's the goal, is to be able to show that we can also have halal entertainment. You can be entertained. Are you not entertained? Like, that is the goal on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Everything else, the car content will be not only for entertainment, but educational purposes, teaching our youth how to, you know, do things on cars and work on brakes and change oil and change filters and all of that. Goal is entertainment and education. Entertainment and education. And then the Islamic content is always for the spiritual experience, to the best of our abilities, inshallah. What did I miss now? Thank you very much. Yes, she is very cute and she knows it and she tries to take advantage of it. But I'm highly allergic to cats. So for those of you now, you know, if you ever see me and like, oh, here's my cat, I'm very allergic to cats. But this breed of cat is a hypoallergenic breed. The Siberian cats produce less of the FELD1 protein that actually causes the histamine reaction, where my eyes will start watering, I'll start itching, like I just can't breathe. I'm allergic to cats, except for Siberians, I guess. And there's a Rex, something Rex, Scottish Rex, that is hypoallergenic, and hairless cats. But I just literally, I cannot have a hairless cat in my house. Those things freak me out. Mashallah for people who like the hairless cats, Allahumma barak, but bro, they freak me out. They just look weird to me. So I couldn't have that lurking around in my house. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. There's no Sheikhs over here, bro. If we ever bring a Sheikh on the channel, I will let you know and give you a full breakdown ahead of time. I am Yusha. Simple life. You want to call me Brother Yusha? No problem. That's the end of it. Would love to hear your story about your lessons learned from the years of Dawah, especially for the upcoming Da'i to learn from. We will be doing that. That will be part of Reflections and My Journey. Both of those things, inshallah. Allahumma barak, is Samir, mashallah. Yep, 8-bit. Crazy how Muhammad alayhi salam predicted interest would be hard to avoid. 100%. It's super hard. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam actually said that riba, interest, would become so prevalent that you could not avoid the dust of it falling on you. Meaning that there would be no way for you to avoid being involved in it in some form or fashion. Even mandatory regulated things that you have to do in your life would fall under that category, that it would become so widespread, even the dust of it would fall and settle on you. And surely we see that in our times. Alhamu Barak, guys, Akhidev, 100% respect. That explains your pro PC setup. Actually, for these PCs, I said this, I don't remember if I said it here or there, on Twitch. I used to resell Jordans. I'm an OG sneakerhead. And I used to actually, you know, buy and sell Jordans. I used to have a personal collection of like 400 pairs. I have a wall of Jordans now with a couple other things. It's not as many, but the ones that I couldn't sell for whatever reason I kept. But I sold most of my stock off when the reselling bubble popped, when StockX popped up and Flight Club got really big and things of that nature. But I had some very rare Jordans that I was holding on to. And when I decided I wanted to start streaming and build my own big time PCs, I sold that stock off on StockX and took that money to build the PCs. So that was that. Where am I missing? Brother, were you off a time now? Yes, I was off for a little while. Thoughts about living in the UAE? I don't know. It could be good, could be bad. I don't know. I haven't never lived in the UAE. Were you with Italy or England, football or soccer? It wouldn't really bother me whichever one won, because I'm not really a soccer fan. I'm not really a European football fan. I did watch the last bit of the game. I don't think any major sporting event title, world title, Euro title, Super Bowl, World Series should come down to penalty kicks. I just don't think that's the way to go. I don't think it should come down to penalty kicks. It shouldn't come down to like field goals. It shouldn't come down to free throws in basketball. It's not the way it should run. Unfortunately, I don't think any major title should come down to penalty kicks. That was a rough one for England. But mad respect for those three young men standing up and in that big of a stage and putting in the effort. You know, they just didn't win. But mad respect. Inshallah, la 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 la. From your experience, which is the better country to live for Muslims to live in or reside, the USA, the UK, in terms of community amount of Islamophobia? I don't know, man. It depends on where you live. The United States is massive. All of UK could fit in one state in out of the 50 of the United States. So, and really in America, you know, you could live somewhere that is absolutely horrible for Muslims to live in. There's so much rampant Islamophobia and racism, etc. And there, you know, you could live in places where there's lots of Muslims, like where I live in Minneapolis. Bro, there's so many Muslims, there's so many masajids, so many halal butcheries, restaurants. Everywhere you go, you see Muslims. Like, so it all really depends on where you live. You have that Sheikh look, though. Do I? Really? Let me look at myself. I got a beard. Spot it. I don't know what the Sheikh look is. Barakallah feek in your observations. 100%, bro. Were there any pushback from the Islamic public figures when you started a gaming channel? Not that I know of. No one came to me. Anyway, there was no pushback to me personally. But that's how it happens sometimes. People say things that they don't say to you personally. Abu Farouk, salam alaikum, bro. That's king, isn't it? Isn't that king? Isn't that king? Salam alaikum, bro. Why you not subbed? I don't know, bro. What happened? You speak Arab, so what's the best way to learn? The best way to learn is to immerse yourself in an environment where you have to learn to speak Arabic and study it. You know what I mean? Like for me, I went to Egypt. That was very beneficial in learning Arabic and things of that nature. You got to immerse yourself in an environment. Find someone who can teach you Arabic, because just learning Arabic is hard on its own. But then learning how to speak it correctly with makharij, with the correct makharij, you know, saying, being able to understand the difference between za and dha and da and dha and ta and qa and the makharij of the different letters, that needs to come from a teacher. So find someone that can teach you. There's plenty of very beautiful online modules now that teach Arabic. There's a brother called Maysoor Arabic. Maysoor Arabic, look it up. M-A-S-Y-O-O-R, Maysoor Arabic, teaches a very good class based on the Medina University model. MashaAllah. Yeah, King, bro. Missed you, bro. We're back here. In your observations, how are the USA Muslims different than UK Muslims? A lot of times we may listen to videos by US dua. We live in the UK and vice versa. The biggest difference, I would say, between the UK Muslims and the US Muslims is so spread out. You know, Muslims are spread out all across the country, and there's not really any central, like, kind of division. The communities are not really, you know, close-knit and tight and things of that nature. In the UK, you see a lot more tight-knit communities because, you know, you're living on that little island, you know, and there's only so much space you can go or grow. And as the Muslims keep growing, they keep, you know, like, there's areas you can go in the UK where you feel like you're in a Muslim country. So I see the tight-knit communities there are a lot stronger than what we see in America with them being spread out. But that also has its problems. So it's kind of hit or miss. Turkey is a good country to do hijrah to. I don't know. Ask somebody who lives in Turkey. I don't live in Turkey. I have no idea. Maybe if Meadow pops up into the stream one time, because I know Meadow is a mod over here as well. Meadow used to live in Turkey, so he might be able to tell you, inshallah. Can't compare free throws to penalties. You can, basically. There's nobody trying to block it. Okay, let's compare free throws to someone trying to stand there and block it. Free throws and penalties are very similar. It's kind of like a field goal as well. Very similar, but nothing should end like that. Salam alaikum, brother. What do you do when you do your first 20s? Is better to move to this city or stay through it? I don't know, bro. It depends on what you want to do. If you feel like you're living in a place where, you know, you've ruined yourself so much, it's like the story of the man who killed 100 people, 99 people. You know, the alim told him, you need to go away from this place. There's too many memories. There's too much stuff that's going to drag you back down. Go somewhere else. So if you feel like going somewhere else, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you have problems worshipping him in a place, then make hijrah, because the world is very big. So if you feel like going to somewhere else would be more beneficial for you, hey, do it. Run it. Run it, inshallah. Trim the mustache, massive beard, and a pair of glasses. That's your sheikh. Oh, I trim my mustache just simply, number one, because it's sunnah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded, you know, keeping your mustache short shouldn't be long. But number two, I'm not with that whole big, you know, mustache look. I just can't. It itches me. It bothers me. Like, I just can't. It gets to a certain length, and once it passes over the top of my lip, I gotta trim it. It drives me absolutely mad. So I can't do that. Anyway. Oh, dang. I thought we ended it here. I thought it was past the piece. No. I explained, King. You have to go back and watch this video. I'm going to leave this live stream up. I'm off of Twitch permanently. I just can't in good faith send people there anymore. Seeing my own kids scroll the homepage, and then, you know, the streams that are being promoted, and the only top streamers that are being promoted all the time, and that's all you see over there. And if you go under there, there's madness, toxicity, cursing, language, just that's just nonsense. I just can't in good faith keep sending people over there. I'm gonna let Sabs be the MGL Twitch ambassador from now on, inshallah. I'm gonna hold this down on MySpace. Inshallah, I'll be uploading videos. I have three up. How can I be a part of MGL? Just message me on Discord and put your stuff in promo. I told you, for you guys, anybody who wants to come an MGL content creator or affiliate, post your links of your videos and content in the MGL Discord in the promo channel, I've actually, you know, brought two brothers on now that I've charged them with looking through, and I'm actually going to reach out to all the mods and tell them to do the same thing, to look through the promo channels, and if they see stuff that, you know, that looks good, you know, stuff that catches your attention, catches your eye, is entertaining, then forward that on to me, and then I'll take a look at it, and that's how we will go on with that, inshallah. Is it possible to revive the heart after its death because of sins? 100%. And is there any proof? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when a person sins, Allah places a black spot on their heart, and the more they sin and sin and don't repent from it, then that spot can cover the heart and it can become dead. But those sins can be cleaned through tawbah. When someone makes sincere tawbah and returns back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that heart becomes clean, it becomes washed, it becomes free. This we know is the process by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals with us in our heart. Is the more we sin, the more we cover our heart. But when we ask for forgiveness and we make tawbah, then the heart becomes clean. So making tawbah, repentance, trying to do the right thing, it can all come back 100%, inshallah. In your observation, how is Islam different in the UK from the USA? I said that one just a minute ago. So if you missed it, you might just have to scroll back, inshallah. Wait a minute, I'm missing something else. What have I missed? Forgot to mention the specific state. What about Wisconsin? Is it good for Muslims? I'm asking because I might be moving there in the future. I don't know. I haven't been to Wisconsin very much, to be honest with you. I don't know if there's a ton of Muslims in Wisconsin. I might be wrong, but that's one of the states that I don't think I've ever been to speak, and I've been to almost every state in the United States, besides Hawaii and Canada and Alaska. I don't think Wisconsin... I'm trying to think. No, I don't think Wisconsin's one I've been to. But I think there might be Muslims and you just have to look into it. Yeah, bro. Yeah, Farooq, but I'm back. Eid Mubarak, the helping brother. May Allah bless you, bro. What did we miss? But Farooq joined the MGL Winner's Circle. Thank you very much for that, my beautiful brother, Abu Farooq King. MashaAllah, may Allah bless you for supporting MGL over here. You have all the emotes open to you now and the member-only content. What am I missing? You should do dawah the way Sheikh Uthman ibn Farooq or Muhammad Hijab like do live face to face. Why should I do it? Because they're doing it. That's the thing, is I'm not trying to be like anybody else. That's me. If those brothers are successful doing that, may Allah bless them. May Allah grant them. I know both of them personally. I know Sheikh Uthman personally. I've been to Masjid al-Ribat many times in San Diego. The brother is a beautiful brother. May Allah bless him for his effort and his intention. I know Muhammad Hijab personally. I've seen him many times. I've met him many times in the United Kingdom. May Allah bless him. I do me. And the way I do things is the way I do things. And they just might not be like everybody else. And I'm definitely not trying to imitate or copy anybody else except the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How did you first meet Sheikh Haytham? Many years ago when I first started going to London, I met Sheikh Haytham, mashallah. Actions from Prophet or something they have said which stands out for you, how to be used into your life. I don't know what that means. Do you like Nintendo games? I haven't played Nintendo games in quite a while. Muhammad Daniel Shah, bro, how you doing, bro? Well, we've been missing you, man. Where have you been at for Rocket League? Where have you been at for Rocket League? Next Wednesday, we're back playing Rocket League on every Wednesday, except for today because we moved back over to YouTube. But we've played for the past couple weeks, bro. We didn't even get to play last week because nobody came. So if you want to play Rocket League, you got to come back, inshallah. We look forward to seeing you back, Daniel Shah, inshallah. Are you still in Texas? I am not still in Texas. No. I was in Texas for a short while in Dallas. I am not in Texas anymore. No, I would... but I'd love to meet you, brother, inshallah. Would love to start give dawah to Christians, intended on studying Bible, listening to lectures, Dida and Zek and Nike. What would you advise? My advice would be to not study the Bible, but to study the deen, study the Quran, study the traditions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and learn to give dawah through that, even to Christians. Those of us like myself this is just my personal opinion. I only use the Bible in my da'wah because I grew up knowing that book. I didn't have to go and study it after Islam. I did continue to do some studying in it because there were certain concepts I want to make sure I understood from Islamic principles. But I grew up knowing that book. So I didn't have to go waste time studying it that it could have been spent on the Quran. But I would say do not, unless you feel like you have a perfect hold on the Quran and a perfect hold on the Hadith and Islam, don't spend time going through the Bible. Then we come back home, akhi. 100%. Yep, 100%. Alhamdulillah. Everyone has their own way of da'wah. 100%. Okay, I messaged you when I start, though you emailed me for something, asked for help, and you never replied. This is way back on Path to Peace. Yeah, bro, sometimes my emails. Realistically, bros and sisters, right now, my email box is 334,461 unread emails. 334,461 unread emails. So if I missed your email, please forgive me. Yeah, you can try harassing me. Isn't San Diego like 10 hours from you? San Diego is a lot more than 10 hours from me. San Diego is a very long way. It's the other side of the country, but I've been there many times. My favorite game right now. My favorite game is always going to be Call of Duty Zombies. This is my favorite game. Right now, I enjoy playing Warzone when I don't run into hackers. But the amount of hacking that is becoming so prevalent in Warzone is making it so hard. But I still like Warzone. I like Modern Warfare. Multiplayer, I like playing Modern Warfare. I like the engine more on Modern Warfare. But I like first-person shooter games. If you have time, I'll play Rocket with you guys 100%. Every Wednesday. Wednesday at this time. Next week, this time, Wednesday, we'll be playing Rocket League. Inshallah. Inshallah. I slept that night early. Missed the stream. We'll see it, inshallah. Any advice? We'll see you next Wednesday then in Muhammad Daniel Shah, inshallah. Any advice on raising boys in these challenging times? You need to raise boys to be strong, to be tough, to learn, but also learn to connect with their emotions, to be able to express when they're hurt, to express when they're sad, to express when they're going through pain and trauma. We need to raise boys that are going to become men. Boys that are going to become men that are not only strong and centered and leaders and lions, but also, you know, are able to be emotionally able to express emotions and cry and express their problems and hurt and pain and feel. We need more well-rounded boys becoming men out there, inshallah ta'ala, and keep them guarded. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it's hard to read, when you this, I'm watching, for those of you who don't see, this is, I'll give you my, let me see if it works, if it doesn't work, if it works, oh, why is it so dark, oh, it did it again, give me 1 second, guys, this is a frozen thing, there we go, this is my view. This is what I see. And this is where I look at chat. And when you put it in Arabic, it's so small. It's very hard to read. It's very hard to be even legible half the time for some reason. I don't know why Google does it like that. It's very strange. But this is my setup. This is my view. This is what I see when I'm streaming. What's your advice on Muslim community dealing with our youth on committing suicide? I have to think on that one. That's not something I would like to just answer right off the top of the head, because that's a very serious subject, and that's a super, super serious subject. Don't forget to hit that like button for heaven, inshallah. Absolutely, 100%. Are you a fan of Counter-Strike? I've never played it. I will be playing Battlefield 2042 when it comes out. I don't think I'll be switching to it, but I'll be playing it. Zombies is another hijacked word. A real zombie is an African Muslim. What? Real zombies are just a hijacked world. Real zombies, you might be trolling. If so, you'll probably get banned very soon. How do you determine if the game is halal guidelines? If it doesn't contain things like shirk and nudity, if you can't turn the music off, things of that nature, things that are blatantly clear. If they're not, if it has those things, I just don't play them. All right, let me get back to the regular. There we go. All right. Why is it doing this? Why is it frozen every single time? We have to figure this out, because this is not going to work.
Yeah, I don't know why it's doing that. I think I need to restart Streamlabs, which I don't want to do now because the stream will go down. So we'll do it next time, inshallah. Just gets frozen when I switch screens, switch scenes. So I'm not going to be switching scenes until I figure that out, inshallah. May Allah bless you and guide you 100%. Alhamdulillah. Allahu Mubarak. Is that 240 hertz? Yes, it is a 240 hertz monitor. Yes, it is a 240 hertz monitor. I don't know. I'm using Urdu keyboard. Oh, Sheikh. Okay. Our bro straight flexing on us. No, mashallah. The room must be really hot. Actually, it's not because it's in the basement of my house, and my basement's always cold. Actually, in the wintertime, I actually have to put a heater in here. It actually gets kind of cold. Yes, say mashallah, say Allahumma barak. When being criticized, how do you differentiate what's constructive and what's just keyboard warrior jealousy? It depends on whether the criticism is genuine or not. If somebody has genuine criticism for you, they'll probably come to you in private and tell you personally. And if they're just shouting at you on the internet, then it's not really constructive criticism. It's more keyboard warrior and you just ignore it. Constructive criticism, when somebody seriously, genuinely wants to give you some constructive criticism, they usually come to you privately on that, inshallah. When criticized, how... Okay, specs. Yep, there you go. There's my rig specs. That's my gaming PC, not my streaming PC. His name is Zumbi Dos Palmeres. Please Google it. Okay. All right, Khairin. I'll look it up. I don't know. Maybe. Please add da'wah constant to your channel, even if they're short. Work on that. We'll add a da'wah category. I love you, Fisabilillah. May Allah love you in return. I share your story about your mother passing away. A friend of mine who was going through similar struggles. Alhamdulillah. That's the goal in sharing my struggles, is to hope that somebody else who is going through similar struggles can relate to that, and hopefully it can help them, inshallah. Because I'm still here, I'm still kicking, so they can as well, inshallah. So GTA is 100% haram. I don't go out and say anything is haram, like this haram has haram, but I don't play GTA. No, at all. We got not a single dislike. If people dislike, I don't really care. Samsung G7. Yes, it is a G7. I like the G7. When I first got the G7, I was afraid that I wasn't going to like the curvature, because it is like the most aggressive curvature display out there. It's 1000R. It's got a hard curve to it. But after having it for a while, I don't even notice the curve, to be honest with you. It's become very natural to the eyes, and I like it. And I know a lot of people like 27 inch is like a sweet spot for 240 gaming monitor, but dude, it's a bit small for me. You know what I mean? Like I like 32 inch. For me, that's a sweet spot. I can see it well. It's clean. So 32 for me, but most people like to get 27. They do have a 27 inch 240 hertz monitor, but I wanted the 32. I was not going to get the 49. The 49 is crazy. I couldn't be sitting here going like this. My neck looking back and forth trying to see the whole. It's too much. Minnesota winters. Yeah, they're rough, bro. Have you thought about doing gameplay content for games such as Ratchet and Clank, AC Valhalla, Spider-Man? I don't have time, bro. Time. I would love to make all this content for you guys, but I do not have time. Like I said, the more support that we get over here on the channel, in general, the more time I can put towards content creation. Right now, I barely have time to do what I'm doing now. I would love to, if I get more time, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi barakatuh from Indonesia. Adamas Rizki, may Allah bless you, bro. Not streaming in Twitch anymore, no. Most influential person to you personally alive today. The most influential person to you personally alive today. I'd have to think about that. I'd really have to think about that. I wouldn't want to, because there's so many people I can say have influenced me in such a great way. Most of them are not alive, unfortunately. Most of them are not alive. So who would be alive today? I'd actually have to think about that. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Assalamu alaikum from Azerbaijan. Minnesota has a huge Somali community. Yes, they do. Huge Somali community. 100%. Khair. All right, we're going to start to wrap it up, inshallah. Because the goal of today, normally our streams are about, for those of you who come just on Twitch, they're between an hour and a half, 2 hours, depending on what game we're playing and how well it's going and how frustrated I'm getting at it or whatnot and have you and all that good stuff. But we'll be back on Friday, inshallah. We'll be back on Friday, same time. with Warzone. We'll be streaming Warzone. Fridays is Hot Drop Friday, where we go into Warzone, into Rebirth Island, and see whether or not the lobbies like us or not, and how long that takes and how long we play. But that's usually about a 2-hour stream. So we'll see you guys on Friday, inshallah ta'ala, for Warzone, for those of you who are gonna hang with us on this streaming journey, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. Hoping for more lectures, biography, history. How have you been? I've been good, alhamdulillah. Play beaming on stream. Please take care, bro. Yep, but we're gonna call it a wrap right here. We'll see you guys on Friday. I just wanted to do this stream today, let everybody know that we're back on YouTube. Hit that sub button, turn that bell on, make sure that you guys catch the streams, because there will only be the only stream that will be on the page on the live streams tab will be the last stream. For instance, right now this stream will stay up until Friday, and then Friday this stream will get taken down and that stream will be up, and then Monday vice versa. So you'll only get to catch the last live stream unless it's clipped, and the clips will go on the channel. But if you want to see full streams, you need to come to the channel, inshallah. Come when we're live, and we'll see you guys on Friday, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Again, hit that sub button, hit that like button, share it, all that good stuff, and we'll see you guys on Friday. Barakallahu feekum. May Allah reward all of you. Life, take it one day at a time. Yesterday is gone. You might not ever see tomorrow. Today is what you have. So make the most out of today, and we'll see you on Friday, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.